This is now the prologue for Man's Higher Consciousness, written by Professor Hilton Hotama, 3rd edition, published in 1962 in the United States. Life is creation's greatest treasure for man in the flesh, and most men should enjoy it much longer than they do. This can easily be done by learning the body's simple requirements and living in harmony with that knowledge, which is contained in Hotama's late work titled Long Life in Florida. Some men are now living 120, 150, and 200 years and even longer, and what is possible for one man is possible for millions more. Charlie Smith of Florida is vital and vigorous at the age of 119, and says he intends to live considerably longer. Much about him is contained in our work titled Long Life in Florida, which everyone should read, as it is the greatest work ever written on longevity. In 1943, Santiago Serviate, an Indian, died in Arizona at the age of 135. In 1936, Zora Agha, a Turk, died in Turkey at the age of 162. In 1921, Jose Cavallero died in Mexico at the age of 185. In 1795, Thomas Carne died in England at the age of 207. In 1933, Li Cheng Yun died in China at the age of 256. In 1566, Numes de Cugna died in India at the age of 370. He grew 4 new sets of teeth, and his hair turned from black to gray 4 times. In December 1888, when Miss Fred Miller was 2 years old, her mother found a turtle nearly frozen in an alley near their home in Baltimore. She took the turtle home, named it Pete, nursed it back to health, and now at an age estimated to be more than 100 years, Pete is still the family pet and shows little signs of his age. All living creatures are ruled by the same laws of creation, but they do not all live in harmony with those laws. Those that come the closest to it are those that live the longest in proportion to the length of time required for them to reach maturity of physical development. There are many reasons, most of them preventable, why people die young and hospitals are filled with the sick, whereas others are seldom ill and live 3 to 10 times longer. It would logically seem that living creatures with the higher intelligence should be the ones to live the nearest to the requirement of the laws of creation, but in action it seems to work the other way, the more intelligent creatures being those who appear to stray farthest from the straight and narrow path which leads to life. The large majority of the so-called health writers are not noted for longevity. They seem to die as early as those who read their writings, and some who live 120 years can't tell why they live so long. As in the case of Diamond, who lived 120 years, who wrote a book on long life in 1904 when he was 108, on page 43 of which he itemized My Daily Menu, which is rather good, yet no one we would recommend. To reduce longevity to a scientific basis means that we must learn the requirements of the body and supply them. The fasts show that living is breathing. We can't die as long as we can breathe, and we stop living when we stop breathing. Breathing is the primary function of the body. We can live for weeks without eating, and for days without drinking, but when we stop breathing for a few minutes, we stop living. And right here is the most neglected spot in the entire health field.